Back out at the Edgar County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker for WITY here on the north side of Paris. Another glorious day here for fair action. I've got a pair of 4-H members here with me to talk a little bit about what they're doing this week. I've got Allie Cash and Luke Shepard. Allie, how are we doing?
Doing good.
How about you, Luke?
Pretty good.
All right, Allie, let's start with you first. What all are you showing this week and what all projects do you have going on?
So on Friday, I made an outfit. And on Saturday, I presented my quilt. And on Wednesday, I'll show my bottle cap.
Very nice. So very busy week here. Are you showing anywhere else this summer?
Nope, just Edgar County.
So all your energy and attention's been here in Edgar County?
Yes, it has.
Hey, very good. How long have you been a 4-H member?
8 years, maybe.
8 years, so well on your way to the 10-year mark here. Got career aspirations after school?
Right now, I think I want to be a large animal vet.
Large animal vet. Very good. Very good. Tell us a little bit about your home operation. Do you live on a farm? What all do you have out there that you take care of?
It's my dad mainly. I just took this bottle calf in because he didn't have time to take care of it, and I had a more open schedule.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. So tell us a little bit about your prospects for winning this week. Do you feel like you got a pretty good shot?
I don't know. I think there's 4 other bottle calves, so not huge competition.
Okay, very good. Let's switch over to Luke here. Luke, tell us a little bit about what all you're showing.
Well, I'm kind of showing like a spleesh of projects here, but some of the main projects is woodworking, cooking, and dairy goats and pigs.
Cooking. Do you have a dish that you're known for? Any favorites?
One of my favorites is no-bake cookies, but this year I'm doing a chocolate cake.
Oh, very good, very good. So that's pretty exciting times. And, of course, those are all judged early in the week. So do you know what you've done with that yet?
With cooking, I don't know yet. But I did 3 other projects, robotics, woodworking, and electricity, and I got grand champion in those 3.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like some big, long trips to Springfield are going to be in order.
Yeah.
Well, so you are showing here this week as well, showing animals. Tell us a little bit about your operation at home. You've come from a farm, and if so, what all do you work on?
Well, actually, about 5 or so years ago, we really started like the farm business. And we started out with chickens, then we got turkeys and guineas and dogs, then cats, then goats, and now we're doing pigs.
Sounds like a full house.
Yep.
So how long have you been in 4-H?
5 years, I believe.
5 years, so you're about halfway to your 10-year membership as well. Anything about 4-H that you like away from being able to show?
I like seeing like all my friends and everything.
Very good, very good. And what does your career aspirations look like? Is it going to continue with the agriculture industry, or are you looking to do something else?
Actually, I plan on becoming a pastor.
A pastor, very nice, very nice. Even though that doesn't necessarily tie into the ag industry, is there going to be like an agricultural pastor slant to it, or maybe like a small country church, something like that?
Kind of. I don't plan on doing like a giant farm business, but probably like a few goats or so.
Oh, very good. So let's bounce back and forth between you two here a little bit while we still have you. Allie, anything else that you're looking forward to this week here at the Edgar County Fair? Maybe that's not showing any other like fair activities.
I'm going to ride the rides sometime.
Any particular ride you enjoy?
I don't like rides, so.
You don't like rides, so this is going to be breaking new ground for you.
Yes, I'm being dragged on them.
All right, so you're going to want to start small, I think. You know, they do have, I think, some of those little rides where you can, like, ride the motorcycle around in a circle. And if you can handle that, I think you can handle a lot.
I'll ride the, like, 5-year-old rides first and then work my way up.
Very good. Could they drag you onto bumper cars?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, very good. How about you, Luke?
Well, we're not too big on the county fair down there, but we do go to the state fair. And my favorite part about that is the sweet tea stand, where they have root beer flavored sweet tea.
Root beer flavored sweet tea. And that's your family does that?
No, that's another family.
Okay, very good. So that's what you're looking forward to then. Okay, very good. And so, obviously, state fair plans are in tap here. Are you showing at any other fairs this summer?
No.
Okay, so here in the state fair is your focal point, then. You're locked in.
Actually, we only do a general project at the state fair. We don't do, like, animals.
Okay, very good. Unless, of course, you win.
Well, we don't really have, like, a trailer big enough to do that.
Okay, very good. So if you win here, this is where that journey ends.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you guys spending time with me here, talking a little bit about your entries here at Edgar County. I wish you guys the best of luck this week and in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Allie Cash and Luke Shepard, just two of the many great 4-H members here at the Edgar County Fair showing this week. Come on out and see what they have. We'll have more reports coming up here from Paris in the Edgar County Fair 2025. Chad Baker for WITY.